The U.S. State Department is defending an advertisement it placed in American newspapers as part of the campaign against terrorism. The ad, which appeared in mid-December, encourages the public to be aware of and to report any suspicious activity or individuals. Critics say the ad is misleading, if not inaccurate, and could undermine U.S. interests. NPR's Vicki O'Hara has the story.
The newspaper advertisement is part of what the State Department calls the Rewards for Justice program. It offers money in exchange for information leading to the arrest of terrorists. In the case of Osama bin Laden, the reward money can be as much as $25 million. The advertisement that ran last month featured a central photograph of Mohammed Atta, suspected ringleader of the September 11th hijackers. The headline says, "He was spotted in Hamburg, Prague, Florida, and Maine, and if someone had called us, his picture wouldn't be spotted in this ad." Mohammed Atta is never identified by name. The text of the ad simply describes how he engaged in various suspicious activities. Among them, the ad says, he said he wanted to learn to fly, but didn't need to know how to take off and land. There is no record of Mohammed Atta ever saying that. In fact, he had a commercial pilot's license. That statement was attributed to another suspect in the case, Zakaria Moussaoui, who's on trial in Alexandria, Virginia. When asked about the advertisement, State Department spokesman Richard Boucher said the text does not refer specifically to Mohammed Atta.
I think it's quite clear from the text of the article that we're talking about terrorists in general. We're talking to Americans about what they can look for, what they might want to report, and how they can report it. It's not a wanted poster for Mohammed Atta. It's not an indictment of Mohammed Atta. It uses him as a picture of representing the hijackers and describes a composite of what kinds of things that hijackers were doing that people might want to be aware of and report.
I'm sorry, I don't buy this argument at all.
Fawaz Jerjes is a professor of international affairs and Mideast studies at Sarah Lawrence College.
After all, it appears very clearly that the reference was to Mohammed Atta.
Jerjes says the ad is misleading and thus likely to deepen Arab suspicions about U.S. motives. Many people in the Arab and Muslim world already think that the U.S. somehow doctored the recently released videotape in which Osama bin Laden takes responsibility for planning the hijacking.
It seems to me that we not only need to be highly conscious of the anti-American perceptions and the deep suspicion of the United States, but we also must use the truth as the ultimate weapon in America's arsenal when we talk about terrorism and Osama bin Laden and any Arab and Muslim suspects.
Professor Jerjes says that the State Department ad in the important battle for Arab hearts and minds was a blunder.
It's essential to make sure that there are no mistakes, no blunders, no particular justifications that may be used as ammunition by the anti-American critics in that part of the world.
State Department spokesman Richard Boucher says the department already is preparing additional ads to be released overseas. Vicki O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.